This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. At least 29 people were killed when a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday, as Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was rushing aid to affected areas. In an AP interview, U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso said the earthquake that hit Haiti is expected to cause extensive damage.
A 7.2, it depends how close you are to the epicenter. There's a lot of variables involved in how the fault moves. But in this case, we have significant damage.
Henri declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country and said he would not ask for international help until the extent of the damages is known. The island nation is still recovering from a devastating earthquake in 2010 that killed hundreds of thousands of people and left more than a million homeless. Its president was assassinated in a home attack last month, with the country already in a political struggle, adding to the turmoil. President Ashraf Ghani told Afghans in a recorded message Saturday that he intended to fight the imposed war and would make sure that the security forces were up to the task at a time when the Taliban seems to be inching closer to the capital city, Kabul. Ghani said he continued consulting with important players both within Afghanistan and internationally and would share results with the public soon. The message quashed widespread rumors in Kabul that Ghani was going to announce his resignation and allow the Taliban to enter the city in return for the militant group announcing a ceasefire. Ghani's message came at a time when the Taliban have overrun 19 of the country's 34 provincial capitals and are advancing along several fronts. Two more provincial capitals, Paktika and Kunar, fell to the Taliban on Saturday. This is VOA News. Australia's most densely populated state has reported a new all-time high of coronavirus cases, reaching 466 in one day, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the jump in cases is the largest so far in the state.
We are on a par of being extremely concerned about the situation that we're in New South Wales.
The state premier also said fines for breaking pandemic rules, such as breaching quarantine orders, had been increased from $737 to $3,685. Jacqueline did, however, say there was light at the end of the coronavirus tunnel.
New South Wales has pretty much reached 50% of first doses vaccinated. We know that the lockdown coupled with a strong targeted vaccination program is what is going to get us out of this dire situation.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Protesters marched through Paris Saturday against a national mandate for a coronavirus health pass. On Monday, legislation was brought into force that requires people to show a QR code proving they have a special virus pass before they can use restaurants and cafes or travel across the country. More than 9,000 COVID-related hospitalizations did not deter protesters who opposed the introduction of the pass. Others showed up to vent their overall frustration with the tenure of French President Emmanuel Macron. Despite what is typically considered a slow summer weekend in Paris alone, there were three different demonstrations taking place. Residents of the northern Turkish town of Bozkurt were still shocked Saturday as hopes to find survivors dimmed after the country's worst floods in years. At least 44 people have died from the floods in the northern Black Sea region, the second natural disaster to strike the country this month. Torrents of water tossed dozens of cars and heaps of debris along the streets, destroyed bridges, closed roads, and cut off electricity to hundreds of villages. Spain endured its hottest day of the year Saturday with temperatures topping 45 degrees Celsius, while authorities in Italy expanded the number of cities on red alert for health risks to 16 as a heat wave engulfed southern Europe. Italy, meanwhile, saw temperatures upwards of 40 degrees Celsius in places as the dangerous heat wave impacting large parts of southern Europe continued into the weekend. Many southern European countries have suffered days of intense heat accompanied by deadly wildfires in Italy, as well as in Algeria, Turkey, and Greece. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.